Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Before we do, it is Christmas, so Merry Christmas to everyone. If you celebrate Christmas, I hope it was a great one. Mine was crazy, hectic, and amazing all at the same time between work and family and extended family and in-laws. You know, it's chaos, but in a good way. Christmas is my favorite holiday, and I just really enjoy it. If you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope you're just having a rocking holiday season and life is good for you, because that's how it is, you know. Everyone should be happy this time of year. So today we're talking video games. This is the last week of the year for us, well, for everyone actually, because New Year's is next Monday. So all week we're going to be doing our first annual awards. We're going to call them the 90s. So, not 90s, but 90s, like what you wear to be all sexy at nighttime, because we're the night nerd, so yeah, 90s. Today, we're looking at video games, and we have a few different categories, and so let's just dive right into it. First category is going to be Best Fighter. It has to go with Injustice 2. We saw some really good fighters, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom was solid, a few other ones, but Injustice 2 really took it. This is a game that, I mean, we spent a whole week talking about earlier in the year, and I have just really, really enjoyed it and really, really loved it. You throw in all the expansions, which normally I'm not a DLC guy, as we'll look here in a minute, but this one really made it worth it. Whether it was Mortal Kombat characters or Dark Horse characters with Hellboy, the Ninja Turtles coming soon, just really helped round out the roster. Add into that, you have a phenomenal comic series to back it up, by Tom Taylor, and yeah, it's just an all-around great experience and great game. They tweaked just enough from Injustice 1 to change it, but not too much that way you didn't recognize the game, throwing in, you know, the multiverse and a couple of the ladder systems and everything. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal game. My favorite character is always and probably always will be Green Arrow. He's awesome, and he's my favorite. I'm not very good, but, you know, I do pretty well with him. He's really good. Our best platforming game, best platformer, is Cuphead. This is a game that, I'll admit, a lot of my friends have deleted off their Xbox because they get too frustrated or it's too hard and things like that. Not me. I guess I'm a glutton. I'm a sucker. I love this game. I'll sit and play it. If I have a spare few minutes to play, I will go and die 100 times and come back later and do it all over again. Actually, over on our YouTube channel, we've posted a few videos of our walkthrough for this game, and it's ever-expanding all the time, so go check that out. It's just a really great game. The hand-drawn stuff, the throwback to the 30s animation, the story is even for a 2D side-scroller story is really good. There's a lot of creative genius in the character design and gameplay, and I will admit, and I think pretty much everyone agrees with me, when you die in this game, 99.9% of the time, it is your fault. I've only ever one time had it kind of glitch out on me, and this was, I think, my most played game of the year, according to Xbox achievements, and Injustice was number two, surprisingly. So, I mean, this game is just a whole lot of fun. If you don't have an Xbox and you have a PC, pick it up. It's worth playing, and a great multiplayer and everything like that. Our best action-adventure game is going to be Assassin's Creed Origins. This game, this was a hard category. This really was, because you had games like Zelda. I enjoyed Agents of Mayhem. I know a lot of people didn't. But in the end, Assassin's Creed Origins, well, if you've ever listened or watched anything, we're huge, huge, huge Assassin's Creed fans around here. And this was a much needed soft reboot to the franchise. I loved the last game. Syndicate was arguably my favorite in the series, but it was just too much. You know, every single year, new Assassin's Creed and everything. This one, they really took a step back. They took a couple of years off and came back with this massive world. Absolutely massive world. And a really cool, non-linear quest way to do it, but then also a very linear storyline. And there's just so much you can do in this game. Setting in ancient Egypt, which is something fans have clamored for since day one, and Ubisoft always said they wouldn't do, but you know, here they hear the fans, they know what they need to do, and it's wonderful, you know, being able to slide down pyramids and race camels and fight, not hippos. Hippos suck in this game. Oh my god, if you ever see a hippo, just run. Crocodiles, I can fight a crocodile, but hippos are a pain. This game is everything I wanted in an Assassin's Creed game that I didn't know I wanted in an Assassin's Creed game. I can spend hours just roaming around, checking stuff out, and it looks beautiful too. It's enhanced for Xbox One X, so it's really, really great. Our best shooter game, moving on, best shooter. I almost didn't give out a best shooter award. There were really not a lot of good shooters this year. Battlefront was super broken. Call of Duty is Call of Duty. Although this one was better than some of the last ones. Destiny 2, I have a lot of personal issues with, and so I'm not a huge fan of it. But late in the game, you had Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus come out. Now, I was late getting on the Wolfenstein bandwagon. My older mate played New Order and Old Blood when they came out a few years ago, and I watched him and I was like, oh, that's cool. And it wasn't until fairly recently that I started playing Wolfenstein, and it's great. And Wolfenstein 2 is just more of the same greatness. There is just so many things going on, and it's just crazy enough to work, you know, in alt history where the Nazis won and you're trying to take them down. Again, a beautiful game and single player campaign. You know, as much as I enjoy online multiplayer, this game doesn't, you know, forget its roots. And I like, you know, not having to be online. I like not having to find a party to play with, just being able to pick up a controller and go. And this game just really hits on all cylinders, and I really enjoy it. Next, we have a special category. I didn't really know where to put these games or this guy, so we're going to have our video game character of the year, and that's going to be Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic saw two major releases this year. The first was Sonic Mania, which had been delayed again and again and finally came out earlier this year. And the second one was Sonic Forces. Sonic Mania is a straight up Sega Genesis game, but smoother and prettier. I got the big cool collector's edition with the Master System that says Sega when you turn it on, and it has a Sonic statue on top of it, and it comes with a ring, and it's really cool. And the game is, like I said, it's just like playing new levels, which they tried with Sonic 4 back on 360 and PS3 days, which was okay, but this is same art style, same everything, and it's just beautiful and wonderful, and I genuinely just love it. And Sonic Forces, I know, has divided a lot of people, most people not liking it. It's more of a throwback to the Sonic Adventure games, but with some of the Sonic Generations stuff thrown in, and you can create your own character to go in and play as through all these racing levels as well. And I just, you know, this was a year for Sonic for me, and I realize the love I have for that character and his games, and they're wonderful. You know, Sonic Forces may not be as pretty and fluid as some of the other games, well, any other games on this list, but it holds a special place in my heart and my controller, and I really, really enjoy it. And same thing with Sonic Mania. They're both just great games. So now our game of the year. We've looked at some phenomenal games. This year, it was strange. This year in video games, you didn't have a lot of huge releases. But the big releases you had were big and great and wonderful. You know, we had Battlefront 2 come out and, for all practical purposes, fall in space. Destiny 2 came out and did great. Call of Duty divided people. Cuphead wowed everyone. Trying to think what other game. I mean, obviously Assassin's Creed. We didn't have a Far Cry this year. We didn't have a Battlefield this year. No Saints Row. Well, Angels of Mayhem was essentially Saints Row Lite. No Halo. No anything. We had, you know, new systems come out, which was nice. But this game really, compared to other years, wasn't a huge year for video games. But my game of the year, the game I think is the best game, if I could only recommend one game to somebody, would be Cuphead. Price point is beautiful on it. You know, $20. Artwork is beautiful. I all the reasons I described earlier. But it's a fun, you can play it by yourself, you can play it with somebody else. It's quick. It's long, it's easy, it's challenging. There's so many things that game has going for it. And that's why it's my favorite game. It's game of the year. I absolutely love it. And you should too. You should go check it out. But that's it. That's our first part of the 90s. We have our video game awards. Let us know, what are some of your favorite video games of 2017? You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. As always, we're out there, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We have lots of good stuff coming your way in the new year. I'm going to start dropping hints on Facebook, so make sure you go facebook.com/TheNightNerd and check it out. We have really great things. So if you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. And while you're checking me out, make sure you check out the other shows on the network. We have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words with Derek and Colby. You can find them everywhere at Blah Blah Podcast. We also have Family Sounds, our monthly show, which we'll also be having kind of a best of show coming up here, hopefully in the next week or so. We're really looking forward to that. But again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. Tune in tomorrow when we talk our favorite TV and movies and things. But until then, stay safe, have fun, and Merry Christmas.